Postman! Postman, come here! Tell the neighborhood! What a shunda, Larry! Larry David! You're a lousy Jew! But you're a lousy human being!
He screws the wife of a man in a wheelchair! A shunda!
Maybe you should have given me some candy!
You're a lousy Jew!
He also screws the woman in the wheelchair herself. But not that woman.
So multiple women in wheelchairs.
So yes. In addition to the wife of a man in a wheelchair, also some women. So it's equal. It's nothing to do with gender. It's more of the wheelchair thing.
Yeah, the wheels turn them on.
Yeah. So yeah, we're in the Postman. We actually got a new iTunes review.
Oh, nice. From
a person named Lou Smith 434.
How many stars from Lou?
I believe it's one star.
Ooh.
Yeah. I actually didn't write down the number of stars, but my recollection is one, and you'll see from the comment.
Oh, I'm very excited.
His subject line is waste of time.
Ah, okay.
Big if true.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, one second, I want to see if I could pull up his number. In the meantime, sorry about that. So he says, waste of time. If you want to listen to a podcast about Seinfeld or their kids, this is the show for you. That just sounds like a good review so far, right?
So far, true, yeah.
They spend more time asking each other questions about what happened on the show than actually critiquing or analyzing it.
What is it? Asking each other. All right, okay, anyhow.
That's it.
Which show are they talking about?
That's a good question. I don't know. This just came in recently, so I guess Party Down. It is one star.
Yes. very exciting. I apologize to Lou. All your money back.
Yeah. I think our most recent one before that was from Lash Bash.
That was five stars, I think.
That was five stars. That was about 6 months ago. Mm. She said, really very nice and good.
Mm, okay.
A job done. Mm, yes. There's lots of five-star reviews. I would say that the most common number of stars that we get is five. Mm-hmm. The second most common appears to be one.
Yeah, but I think that's true for all podcasts.
Divisive podcast.
Who's logging into a podcast to give it a three-star review? This podcast
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
We're just counting 10,
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 five-star reviews.
Okay. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
Okay. Then we have 1, 2, 3, 4 one-star reviews.
Okay.
And 1, 2, 2 two-star reviews. And that is all.
Oh, so I would guess that two is the least common because two is like very meh, but two has more than three and four. I wonder what that's about. People hate us, but they have a little bit of sympathy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you too can be a five or four or three or two or one star giver.
Yeah.
And we'll probably read it anyways.
I think you could do halves, right? Could you halves?
Maybe. No, I don't think so. No.
Yeah, you're probably right. Crazy.
Then they would just do another
10. So yeah, so we're a 4.4 out of 5, which to me sounds like a pretty good podcast.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I'll take it.
Pretty good. Yeah, I'll take it for sure. As we go on to the Postman proper, in the actual mailbag, Jim Crumley says that Jack Body was a solid episode. It lacked the catching up with everyone excitement of the season premiere, but probably delivered as many laughs. I think that Lucy Dang has potential as an addition to the cast. It was always a bit weird that no one at Party Down seemed to know much of a cook. The cheese-filled cake sound good. Here's a list of cheeses as fillings for cake. 1, ricotta, parmesan, cream, Colby, mozzarella, cheddar, camembert. So that's what it was. So that's at 7. So here's his four cheeses that he said would be worse than camembert to be in a cake. Feta, I agree with that. American.
Now, I've had feta in dessert.
In a cake?
Yes. Wow. There's like this feta cheesecake. American sounds gross. you were allowed to defend American, I think.
Yeah, I was, but then I thought about it more, and I could. Yeah.
Feta, you could.
American cheese is pretty good on anything. You just melt American cheese on anything, it'll be good.
I don't like American cheese, also, so maybe that's part of it.
Well, that's certainly part of it.
Yes. I'm anti-American.
Pepper Jack. Yeah. Pepper Jack, I don't like, you know, in any capacity.
Oh, I do like Pepper Jack, but yeah, that would be tough to desertify. Although, you know, you can put a little pop in your dessert.
And then blue cheese as the is lowest ranked.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen blue cheese desserts.
I think you could, yeah, you probably could, but yeah, I'm not a huge fan. So yeah.
Yeah. Cream is very high up. That makes sense.
Oh, of the cheese.
And he gives the episode. Oh yeah, cream cheese is delicious. He gives the episode 3.5 out of 5 pretties. He says the come with guy is Henry. On the day that his divorce finalized, he got hit on by a beautiful woman. He's a regular even Steven. And the fucking asshole is Jack Body cheating on Jennifer Garner at her own house. You, sir, are no Ben Affleck.
Mm. Why did he cheat with her outside the house?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, did he cheat on her? I know that they were together at some point. Yeah. And now not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We end off with Zach Brooks, who says, I wonder if Jennifer Garner is going to be a full-time cast member this year. Seems so. She was listed with the main cast in the credits. This was a good follow-up to the last episode, and I'm glad we're ending the episode with a tease to the next week. And we got an all-time post-credit sequence. Come with is Lydia, Mother of the Year. Fucking the asshole is Lucy and her crazy art cakes. 4 parties.
Oh, so he's not a fan of the art cakes.
All right. Well, that's our.
Although that's what you said also.
That is our postman. Yeah. Yeah, I also said Lucy, and also because she was pretentious about making garbage.
Yeah.
So yeah, what do we got coming up?
What do you most identify Jennifer Garner with?
Alias.
I don't think I ever saw Alias. I definitely
I was
most
super into Alias when it was on.
I definitely most identify her with. The Jennifer Garner minute on NGOG.
So she's extremely unfamous in your opinion.
No, she's famous, but that's the thing that she's the most famous for, I would say.
Uh-huh. I see. Yeah. Okay. I guess that's probably the second most famous thing.
That second most? Okay, so you're making fun of me, but you're like pretty close behind.
No, I mean, she's in like movies and stuff. She's Juno.
Juno is the movie I most identify her with.
Yeah, probably.
She plays the adoptive mom, right?
Yeah, correct.
And 13 going on 30. She was in that.
I was thinking of that too, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really think I know her from anything else.
Yeah, no, for me, it's Alias by a mile for her.
And then being in a relationship with Ben Affleck, I feel like was rather famous.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, she was in Pearl Harbor, apparently.
Was that with Ben Affleck also?
He was in that, right? Was he? No. Was he? Yes, he was.
Yeah, it seems like he would be.
I was thinking the other guy, Josh Hartnett, was the guy I was thinking of. I was confused. Oh, okay. But they're both in it.
I'm looking at her Wikipedia page now, and uh-huh. She has a section called known singing performances. And just the word known there seems very strange. As if like she has like unknown singing performances. They don't usually have known singing performances on performers' Wikipedia pages. It's just singing,
right?
Or music,
yeah, like karaoke, boyfriend's birthday party. Yeah. Oh, she was in Draft Day as well.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like. I mean, I didn't see that, but that sounds like it would have happened.
You didn't see Draft Day?
No. The Browns movie that Renap covered.
Yeah.
Why? It was stupid. I read about the inaccuracies of the football and it annoyed me.
I read about the inaccuracies. Very on brand. Yeah. I didn't see it to see it. I read an article about the inaccuracies of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. Yeah. No surprise.
Okay.
Next week, we will have the first annual PI2A symposium, pizza symposium. What is that? Who knows? I guess we will next week.
We certainly will.
All right. Bye, Al.